This is Dying Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Tromsø, Norway. We're at the 85th General Assembly, FIDE General Assembly, and there's a lot of business being conducted. What is about to happen is they're going to hear the bids for the Olympiad in 2018. Two countries are bidding, the Republic of Georgia and South Africa. But we have a coffee break, and during this time, I'm going to speak to Sandra Johnson of the lovely islands of Trinidad and Tobago, and we're going to talk to her about her impressions of the Olympiad and also Trinidadian chess. So, how are things going so far, this Olympiad?
Okay, well, as it relates to the teams, the teams are pushing on, and they're working hard. In some of the cases of the guys, maybe some disappointment in some of the results, but when you go behind the results, you realize that they really got some really tough competitors. Even up to yesterday, when you thought, okay, they're at the end of the table, they get to play Mongolia with the average rating of 2,500. But their spirits have not been broken. They have one last round to go, and they're going all for it. So we're happy on that side. On the girls' side, we have a very, very young team with two players at 13, two at 16, and one at 25. So I think there's a lot of promise in the female team. Again, I think they have performed quite creditably. They have one more round to go that they're hoping to win, with one possibility of a title of one of the players. So we're very excited about the performance for 2014 at this year's Olympiad.
So you actually have two children who are chess players, and one of them a very promising player. And actually, your son is actually competing on the men's team.
That's correct.
In terms of this growth of chess in Trinidad, where are the islands at now in terms of progress?
Okay, I think in Trinidad and Tobago, we have a lot of work to do. We have found clearly that our children are quite talented. We see it when we go to the regional tournaments. But also in coming to the Olympiad, we realize that there are some gaps that need to be filled. I mean, we were fortunate this year to get two coaches from the Netherlands, and they are helping us to identify some of those gaps. And we're actually working on developing a program, at least in time for the next Olympiad, to see how we could bridge that gap. Of course, not just looking at the players that we have now, but perhaps increasing the pool a little bit and see what kind of program we could really have to address some of these issues, so we could really show up in a really major way come 2016.
Well, I know I've been to Trinidad a couple of times. I attended, I believe it was called the Caribbean Carnival.
Caribbean Chess Carnival.
That was Rafael.
Rafael hosts that tournament. He's been hosting it for several years. It's an important event in our chess calendar in our country.
So when is it going to have that component where you have the open section? Because I know it was open, and then they moved it to like a junior level.
I think all of it is really linked to sponsorship and so on. And I think, I mean, we recognize in Trinidad that we don't have a constant, say, an open tournament, which is at a senior level. The executive is currently looking at that, and we're hoping to have something maybe next year, maybe not necessarily timed at the same time as Chess Carnival, but to meet the need of having the open tournament where we have international masters and grandmasters coming to our country to help lift the level of play within Trinidad and Tobago. So that's already on the cards for 2015.
Well, I hope you have it during Emancipation Day, because when I came last time, that was one of the best times I had in Trinidad. Wonderful, wonderful country. But I wanted to ask you about your impressions of the Olympiad.
The
politics, Norway, everything under the sun.
Okay, well, I have been fortunate in that I have had the pleasure of attending two previous Olympiads. I was in Kanti-Mansiisk in 2010 and Istanbul in 2012. So, you know, for me, I'm always comparing. From a city point of view, I think Tromsø is a good city. I mean, it's small, similar to Kanti-Mansiisk. It's fairly easy to navigate, though expensive to have. But it's small, so it's good, I think, for chess, because the whole community is involved. There are chess images everywhere, which is always good for the sport. As it relates to the organization, they have some elements that I'm a bit disappointed at, specifically related to the venue and the amenities. at the venue, which I think could have, you know, a little more work or maybe a little more attention could have been paid to some of the amenities for the players, because, you know, they're going to be there at least 4 hours or thereabouts. So
you mean in terms of sanitation?
That's correct. So the bathrooms, and I mean just generally, there's no access to analysis areas. There are a couple tables, even the expo, you know, normally have books and stuff. So there are a lot of little things that when people come to the Olympia that they expect. And I thought it was not up to standard. Mm-hmm. I know that they tried and so on. I know they had some budget issues, but I think there are certain things that no matter what are non-negotiable, especially with players. So I'm speaking like on behalf of the players. But that being said, I mean, the players are doing what they need to do given the circumstances, and we commend them for that, and we commend the organizers as well, I guess, given what they had to work with to try to do the best that they could have. But that is just my little disappointment. On the politics side, I have to say it's been a little tough because it's the first year that I'm delegate.
Okay.
So this is all new to me. I'm a virgin, so to speak, in terms of the chess assembly, the FIDE assembly. But I have to say that it's very exciting times in chess. I mean, we had so even leading up, we heard all the stories and all the speculations and all the rumors and so on. But at the end of the day, I really expect that we come together as a community of several federations working together to build a better FIDE. And I think, you know, in speaking to many of the other federations, that we all have the same objective. Other federations are more fortunate than others. I think it's an opportunity now for those federations to kind of work together with some of the more developing type federations to really lift, because I think if we don't build the federations or work on institutional strengthening of those federations, it doesn't matter how much money FIDE has, we would not see the impact or get the real meaningful contribution that we could make to the development of chess. But so that being said, the elections are over. We have the same president in place. We have a couple new sets of people. I'm glad to see more women coming up as a strong female, I guess. They always say I have these strong views myself. I am very, very, very happy to see some of the women that are coming up and so on, because I think their voice provides a necessary balance to the operations of FIDE. So that being said, I really found that, I mean, the politics was tough in terms of, you know, what was being said and what was in the media, which is never good for chess. But I think on the day when it was time to vote and discuss and so on, I still think, I must say, I was proud of how it was executed at the end by both sides.
On a more a lighter note, sure. Have you met any interesting people that you'll remember and make any new friends?
No, I have, you know, it's whether I'm remembering something. For example, I met, and I think it's a woman. I mean, I got to meet Margaret Murphy in a little more in depth, Beatrice Marinello, Susan Polga. I mean, there's some, for me, which are important as women in chess because there are so few. I was also very impressed when I had gone to the Ethics Commission meetings, where you see the caliber of personnel, people who are doing some really important work on behalf of FIDE. So, I mean, and of course, many, many federations, African from Latin America, which is my home continent. And so they're just so many. So I think that is a good takeaway that and that you can then use now as leverage to network and continue doing the work that we have to do and looking at best practices. So I am so happy that I got this opportunity to meet some very, very key people that could help Trinidad meet its developmental goals.
Well, on that note, we'll close out the interview. I really appreciate the time that you've allowed me to spend with you. And hopefully I'll get back to Trinidad.
I hope so. And I hope we'll touch base again pretty soon and see what else we have planning. There's some things we want to do with the region and so on. I think as a region, we have to come together and say this is what's going on as a Caribbean region. And that's going to come pretty soon. And we're going to be driving that. So let's see what happens.
Definitely. Okay. Well, this is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.